This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
King and Dee, we're a mess, but we make it funny. King and Dee, there's just always bloody something. King and Dee, just two housemates with a dream. King and Dee, if you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
So we like to start every episode, obviously, with a song. So
about our guest. Ahoy there.
Ahoy, Maisie.
Every day is a holiday. She's on a boat and she's sailing away. She's Stuart, she's ahead of the game. But when it comes to boys, she says the wrong name. She's got herself in a love triangle. It's pretty hard when you're stuck on a boat. When it goes wrong, where do you go? Do you ever just want to jump overboard and drown yourself, though? Below deck, it's Daisy from below deck. It's a little hectic. Below deck, it's Daisy from below deck.
Yay!
It's Daisy from below deck.
I tripped her for that.
No, you did a good job.
I get real nervous in front of the guests. It's like this silly little song, but I take it real seriously.
Yeah, no, we take it seriously.
That was pretty epic.
Babe, have you had a song written about
you? No, I haven't. I'm so excited.
Lucky day.
Thanks for dragging up all my awfulness.
I know,
that's
babe.
What we
that
do.
Little triangle. Well, okay, so we've got Daisy.
So much to get into.
We've got to say, we already know each other, don't we? Yes.
We do.
Through our mutual friend, Chantel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we are familiar with one another and our crazy antics already. But it's just so weird because it's like, obviously, we've known each other for years. And then Chantel was like, it's crazy. Like on this huge TV show. It's so crazy watching it. Like, it is pretty mad.
That was
mad.
Weirdly
she's
similar.
So
that
good.
Was, yeah, that
she's
was freaky.
So good. At the Liverpudlian Irish accent. Yeah. But it is mad because I think unless you're kind of, we've had a crash course lately, haven't we? We've
oh
really
my God.
Like gorged it.
Yeah.
And I just assumed that Below Deck had been going for years and years, but it's only since COVID. So it's been like quite a meteoric.
No, it has been going for years.
But your
my
series
one's only,
is new.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
yeah.
It's been so a Below big Deck. 3 years, babe.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
It's, how are we feeling?
How am I
how
feeling?
Is the experience?
Yeah.
Because it's like, It's just so interesting because obviously you're now thrusted into this limelight and so many people all over the world know you. It's huge in America. You spend a lot of time in LA now and you've been working behind the scenes on boats, basically. And then to be thrusted into this limelight, how is that? How do you feel about it all?
Yeah, it's been weird. It's been, luckily for me, it's been a really slow transition. So it's not like you go on Love Island and then you're like really famous.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
So it's been really slow and it was obviously during COVID as well, and the UK it's not as big, so yeah, everyone's like, oh, what's it like to be a celebrity? I'm like, I'm not a celebrity.
So big overseas.
Definitely, yeah. In the US, in it is getting big here because my season just aired on E4, other seasons are on Netflix, and just as a whole people have just gotten really, really into it in the last kind of 2 or 3 years.
Hell yeah.
So it is getting bigger, but yeah, I'm not famous or a celebrity. I will say I'm well known.
You're well known.
You're a personality, darling.
Exactly.
So you've been on Andy Cohen Live. Because I'm like a housewives.
Oh, I love it.
Crazy housewives person. So when I saw that, I was like, babe, you've made it. That's like
a dream. When I first did the show, they were like, oh, are you looking forward to going and watch What Happens Live? What is that?
Yeah, right.
I was so bad, but now I know what it is.
Okay, that's amazing.
Well, we have become totally obsessed with you. Yeah. We had a rainy day at Keys. Yeah. We just got on that sofa and we just binged.
Yeah.
Binge. Absolutely binge. Yeah. Like, and I've obviously seen some of it as well because I had to go to Chantel. She's like, I've got to catch up on it. I'm there like, watch out. I'm like, yeah. But it's so we just want to, and people are obsessed. Like Kiara was telling us that she's got a friend.
Babe. They like sent me a message this morning being like, I hope the interview goes well.
They've got a WhatsApp group
about
Below Deck.
Like, I'm not even like we've had some like really
oh my god, stop that, you're making me sweat.
No,
now
honestly.
No, it's good, they're obsessed.
I was like, anything you want to know, again, this is your chance.
We want to get all the gossip about it all, but then also how we want to know about, well, I really would love to know about do you have to like audition? How does that work? Did you get going for interviews or were you set up?
Did you have to like sail a yacht? Like, did you have to do some yachting or something?
Well, I had to give my CV. Like, there's no way, you have to be a chief stew. You can't just turn up and pretend to be a chief stew. With a junior, you can just not know what you're doing.
But you show up where? You show up to a...
Well, I give... So it's kind of like other celebrity, like Married at First Sight, any of these things, Love Island, they reach out to people on Instagram who fit the demographic. Yes. And then you can also apply. But all yachties, anyone I know would have gotten a DM from this. You know, they'll look up yachts, hashtag yachts or hashtag yachting, and then find people who are yachties and be like, hey, are you interested in doing this? And then obviously you get people who apply. They'd obviously reached out to me years ago, obviously.
I was the main person they thought about.
I am yachts.
And I was like, no, absolutely not. Why would anyone do that? And then COVID happened and I was like, oh, crap.
So that was the turning point. You were like, wow, I've got to work.
Well, that was it. I went on holiday and lost my job overnight, got stuck with my parents. Like, all my stuff was still on the boat.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, I was 33 living in my parents. Felt like a really low point was Christmas when I'd broken my arm, lost my job, put on weight, was single and living at home.
Oh,
I was like,
honey.
I was like, wow.
2020.
I read an article about you saying that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That sounds grim.
It was just.
Oh, that was. I was just sat there. I think it was New Year's Eve and I was like, wow. This is pathetic.
Wow.
But so a few friends kind of had said to me, you should apply to Below Deck. And I still had no real interest. But at this stage, I was like, well, I have nothing to lose.
Nothing. Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd get it. And then, it kind of happened all really quickly and 2 months later. So it was COVID. So I think they used to fly people out to audition. But now, obviously, that's been scrapped since they've figured out Zoom. So you give your CV. They check, like, they probably, I don't know if they check references or what, but they definitely check your CV. Mm-hmm. And then you do, like, quite a short, I think it's 40 minutes and they clip it down to, like, 15 minutes of you know, questions. And, you know, you have your makeup and you look nice. And they pitch it to the producers and they're like, oh, we think, you know, these 9 girls could be your next chief stew. And then they look at it. Then I did another call a Zoom with the executive producer, and I think there was nine or ten people in the background that I couldn't see from like Bravo.
Well, I'm gonna hate that, like zooming in on a big screen.
I know. Well, luckily I didn't actually know that there were nine or ten in the background. Yeah. So I just had me and the executive producer, and then we had like, you know, a 45-minute call. But I think I was actually on charter, so I was doing it during my break, and I think they loved that I was in my cabin.
Like setting the scene,
creating the atmosphere.
So
you, when you were doing the audition, obviously about boats, but like, were they like, are you comfortable kissing people on camera?
Yeah,
like the whole like repertoire of stuff that you would be expected to do on a reality.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, a conversation. It wasn't like your typical interview, because obviously an interview wouldn't ask you that.
Like,
what's your sex life like?
Do you like having sex?
So it was a mixture of both, but yeah, definitely they asked you like, are you single? How do you feel about, you know, boatmances or getting in a relationship? Because
boatmances.
Oh my god,
I thought you said boatman scissoring, and I was like, what?
It's like romance, like a boatman.
That's so cute.
So, you know, and obviously I don't have a problem with it, and some people do. They're like, you know, don't shit where you eat. Obviously a natural place to meet someone is where you work.
I am always shitting where I'm eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, mainly at the pubs I go to. I go all the time. Yeah. Like, for God's sake, we have to change pubs
change
now.
Yeah, well, exactly. You're like, you know, unless, you know, you are online dating, or you do that, like, where no one meets, when you meet someone on a flight, and you know, I'm like, that, when did that ever happen to anyone?
No, ever? Exactly. It just doesn't, does it?
So yeah, I'm not against it, and yeah, obviously I'm single, so I'm like, yeah, I'll basically
sailing around the world.
It was like also that that sexual tension when you're working so close. I mean, the boats are really little as well, and then I don't know, you're just like pressed up against each other going down the
If you find it, I've had it probably three times in my career over like 11 years. And when it's pretty intense. It's
So how long is each charter, like when you go out on the boat? Is it like 6 or 7 days? Like, how long do you spend at sea?
On the show, it's 3 days. Yeah, but in real life, it can vary from anything. Really, you wouldn't do anything less than a week. A week up until, I mean, the longest I've done is 6 weeks. I know some people who've done longer.
When you want to go on your boat, right? This is what my brain caught and starts like, where do you book the boat? Like, is there a, like, you know, your particular boat?
We want to know, like,
oh, like, how do you charter?
Dee and I wanted to do a charter.
Yeah.
What would be the
on yours? And then the guests that come on.
So obviously, people know they're being filmed.
They know they're being filmed. Yeah. So do they have to be interviewed?
On our show, I think you can apply. And again, I think they reach out to people.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a bit like casting, the way we.
Characters.
Yeah.
There's Key and Dee on Below Deck.
I would love that, girls. Come
Key
on.
Key and Dee. Key and Dee. Daisy Below Deck.
Oh my God. We would really. Below Dick. That's stunning. We would really cause the drama.
Oh my God.
I'm all for it. Come on.
There's no actual camera crew on the boat.
No, there are. There's four at every.
Where do they go? It's so small.
They're there. Yeah, they're there. They're really good at like keeping their distance. And
Do they not get involved and like fucked up with you?
No. And the fourth wall is a serious thing on our boat.
Really?
Yeah, they keep it real strict. So I don't even know their names, most of them.
Do they stay on the boat with you?
No, they stay in a hotel.
They sail off.
Yeah, they go off.
So they come and they film. The logistics are mind blowing. They come and they film, and then they get on a little boat and go back to shore.
The logistics are pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty impressive what they've done. And I think, I don't know much about the TV world or reality TV or anything, but I think from a production point of view, it's quite impressive what they've managed to create.
But yeah, I think that's what people love about Below Deck, especially, is that we assumed that there weren't cameramen because you guys are all just so natural.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, it feels really like a fly on the wall.
There are a lot of those like roaming cameras. Ones, but like if you're ever talking about something interesting, like I know that camera's coming.
Like, I'm
waiting. Like someone will come into the laundry room and they'll be like, hey, but, and you know, it'll be really boring. And then they'll be like, so I kissed blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, he's coming. They're coming.
Oh my. And then with something like that, have you got to sign almost like your life away that everything that you say has to be
put out? They fully owe me.
You have no control.
You have no editorial.
No.
Wow.
I should get that in my next.
Not track. Even if you did
like
something.
Like OEP.
Could you not even say something and then go, oh no, I really didn't like want to be on. Like, once it's out there, it's just out there.
I mean, there's ways around it. I can't say too much because I'll get in trouble. But there are ways I know that if I don't want it to be a storyline, it's hard to describe. Yeah, but there are kind of tactics I've learned over the seasons.
Like my mental health will suffer.
Yeah, I
guess. The only reason why is like, you guys get fucking wasted. So I'm like, the shit that must come out sometimes.
They are pretty good. Like I feel, even though, you know, to an extent we all get a bad rep or edit, I feel we're more protected. Right. I think like there's so much worse stuff that they could put in. Like I sometimes obviously I'm like, oh, why do they put that in? Or some cast members feel like they've come out and they're like, oh, I got the worst edit. And I'm like,
they got it bang on.
Yeah. Like at the end of the day, we're all humans. And if we could show every worst part of our day-to-day lives, we'd all come out looking pretty
That's
shit.
That's what I mean. I think it's amazing you guys put yourselves out there.
I mean,
there.
It's great what you do because you obviously are all so professional and you completely smash it all the time, but then you just love to friggin' let
loose. I love it. You guys get it, so
you just
loose.
Get absolutely, but I'm like, if anyone like filmed me at the Spurs.
Also, you're
right now, like this woman.
But also, you're all just snogging. Like, babe, everyone's rolling around in that fucking hot tub.
It's right, just kind of... It's kind of weird because I don't, obviously you girls know me, I don't go out in like typical London night.
It's
like
boat fever, obviously.
Yeah, there's a bit of like, we don't have music, we don't have other people. It really is this kind of bubble. It's like, it's quite amazing what they've created. And you know you're there to have fun. Like that's what you signed up for. And you're not going to come on the show if you're going to be a stick in the mud and go to bed. Like that's just, you're not giving them content. You're not doing yourself any favors. So I think everyone kind of knows what you're there for. And, you know, and comes on with a good attitude of being like, we're here for 6 weeks, let's work hard and play hard.
Are there rules about getting with guests? Have you ever got with a guest on the boat?
Good
is there
question.
Rules? No.
I mean, it's kind of like an unwritten rule, obviously, not to get with a guest. I mean, it'd be kind of unprofessional, but I think on Below Deck, and you have to as well, like, remember the whole point of Below Deck is if you got with a guest, as long as Glenn doesn't find out, in theory, you're kind of, because he'll find out post show. So it's, I think viewers forget that they're like, oh, why didn't Glenn do this or why didn't Daisy do that? I'm like, well, I didn't know at the time. Yeah, and that's the whole point of the show, because I'm not going to go back and watch it and then reprimand someone.
No.
It kind of defeats.
Does that mean that once you did, say you did get with the guest and then Glenn did see it, would he be able to then fire you afterwards?
No, not really. Yeah, because that's what defeats the purpose of the show.
Exactly.
He can like have a comment, an opinion. Now, I wouldn't get with the guest personally because I just feel not very sexy when I'm in work mode. I don't find anyone else attractive. Yeah. I'm just like, get my job done.
Yeah. But not if like your dream celeb queen came on. Like if I was...
Who would be your dream guest?
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm obsessed with Ryan Reynolds, but he's married, so.
Well done.
Oh, I know.
So
I'm obsessed. Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lively.
Yeah, 100%. He seems lovely, doesn't he?
I know. Yeah, I saw him recently at the O2, and then I've just started watching.
Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah, and now I fancy him even more.
Babe, you got to watch it. He saves the football club.
Yeah, just.
He's just such
a hard worker, and he's all funny. These businesses. Yeah, I totally. Yeah, I might chug him.
All right, there you'd cross the line for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Speaking of guests, okay, so what was like the worst experience you've ever had with guests?
Honestly, they're not all bad. There's a lot
of
great
Texan
ones.
Women?
I'm not, do you know what? I'm not going to comment. Yeah. I feel like they, I'm just going to be a good person today and not say anything. Yeah. But yeah, we've had some interesting ones. Do you know what? Even the bad ones, honestly, in the moment, I'm like, I hate these people. Mm. And then I take a step back and I'm like, this is really entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. So entertaining. Like that group of women.
Oh my God.
I love that you guys were like, send Alex in. Just send the
God in. Yeah, they were like,
just send him in and he's sort of on a boat with these ladies.
I know. I just.
Throwing them.
Do you know what? They weren't actually even as bad as what seemed on the show. That's why I was so shocked when they kind of at the end were like, oh, you know, Daisy was so bad or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't realize we hated each other.
Yeah. But then they still took like 20 grand.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. I was delighted with that.
Oh, no. We loved that.
Okay, well, what is the most like, because we were watching it and obviously you guys you put on so many hats when you're on that boat. You're like housekeeping, like doing all the above stuff in the, you know, on the actual boat. Like you must see some shit. like some actual shit.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, the girls get it worse. Like, I don't really do cabins, and they kind of come and tell me, and they're like, oh, the cabins are bad. I'm like, oh, are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the women are obsessed with washing their home. I don't know if you girls do this. They take a towel and wipe their face, their makeup off with towels.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Do you?
But no, not after cleansing.
After cleansing, yeah. But no.
Not like, not after like taking your makeup off.
Oh, no.
Like taking your makeup off with a towel.
No, I never do that.
No, I dry my face. No.
I know, I wash my face, I cleanse my face, but sometimes I won't get all my mascara off.
No, I don't mean like a bit. No. I'm not talking about a bit of mascara. Yeah, that's what a towel's for. Like, yeah. I'll get the towel and wipe it.
Use it as a wet wipe.
I don't know. There's just like a lot of makeup. Like, I'm talking like a full tan. Like, they come out like brown. Oh, like, wow. Brown.
They love tanning, don't they? Like,
yeah, but it's like they don't wash. It's like they use their towel. Oh, and yeah, and it's weird. Body what? Makeup they use, not fake
body
tan.
Body makeup. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, it's a nightmare for tan.
Yeah.
Bleach.
Yeah, and they don't like to use bins.
What? So where do they put their rubbish? Just on the floor?
On the floor.
Babe,
my brother worked in hotels for years, so like I have a bit of an idea because he was like head of housekeeping or whatever for a while, and he used to tell me some stories.
Yeah,
and I just can't believe that people. I would,
because like I'll leave a hotel and I'll leave it pretty messy, to be honest. But like all my rubbish will be in the bin.
Of course,
all my towels will be in one pile on the floor. Yeah. But I'm not saying like it will be like, you know, the bed will be messy. There'll probably be makeup on the bed. You know, because I'm awful for taking my. But I'm talking get a bit of mascara.
Yeah. Not like full face.
No.
Yeah.
You walk in, it doesn't look clean. You have to clean it, but 100% all my rubbish is in that bin.
In the bin.
I don't.
How strange.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, and then you get like, we've had several guests who throw up in the sink. I don't know.
Toilet.
It's so weird.
Well, I never understand why people would do this, because remember we had a house party. Do you remember this?
Oh my God.
I lived with
you.
I was like, someone's been sick in the sink, and we had to like, babe, got a stick trying to like get it down the drain because it was chunky. Why would you do that? No, there's a toilet really right there.
It's so weird, it's really to me. Yeah, it is upsetting.
It's also because they're staying on it for, you know, 6 or 7 days. So it's not like you've stayed in it for one night and then you can go on. It's like, hi, you're here again, and you're pooing sicks all over the bed.
Yeah, it is uncomfortable. Like, I don't really understand why some of the guests treat the cat and then see us like serving them again.
What I mean.
That would be so strange. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have like amazing guests who are super clean, or even if they spill something, they're so apologetic.
Respectful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, especially because I don't really clean the cabins anymore.
Yeah, you're like,
they sound awful. Yeah.
And how do you cope with, obviously, being on a boat? So we said it in the song, when the shit goes wrong, where do you go? Do you want to throw yourself overboard and drown yourself? I'm sure it's not that extreme. But obviously, you're in such a...
not yet, anyway.
But Daisy's overboard. Like, she's had enough.
She's overboard. But where do you go in moments where, or what do you do when your mental health and you feel like
scream? When you're just like over it,
because you can't literally go out and scream. Like, sometimes you just want to go out and get some fresh air, but
that is really hard. I usually go to my bathroom in my cabin because there's not a camera there. When I've done it previously on boats where I haven't been filmed, I go down to like a guest cabin that's empty and like have a good cry. This season, at one stage, I went off and I called my mom. She was like, go for a walk. And I was like, I can't
go for a walk.
She was like, oh, yeah, sorry. So she kind of just made it worse.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It is quite hard. And you're like doing that mumbling crying. So you cry harder because you're not
Not letting it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you don't want anyone to hear. So that's definitely a real struggle.
When I feel stressed, I go on a run or you do a bit of yoga or meditation. It's things like that that they're not accessible.
Yeah.
And that must be quite hard.
Yeah, I think definitely something on like Below Deck. I think that's why you end up drinking so heavy every three nights, because you have all this like pent up frustration. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and you don't have an outlet, or, you know, we can listen to like podcasts, or you could do yoga on like our breaks, but we're so
tired.
You're just trying to catch as much sleep as you can.
Yeah.
I love that
you're a crier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a crier.
I relate to people. Like, I love.
We're such sobbers.
We're such
love a sob.
Like, I love a crying girl.
Yeah.
I mean?
Can no, I I'll watch Marley and Me, like, if I haven't cried in a couple of months, just so I can get it out. Yeah.
It's
been like 6 months. I should have a good cry.
Has there ever been a fatality on a boat that you've been on? And what do you do with the body if you're at sea?
I have not.
Sorry. You've gone off piece then.
I've gone wrong.
On our list.
I don't care.
She's like, I've never been.
You know, when you're on an airplane, you put him in the back of the toilet. Like,
what?
I do think. Yeah, I didn't know.
Have you ever had to deal with. Yeah, yeah.
I've never had to deal with it, but we do have body bags on board.
That's so dark.
Yeah.
And oh, that's giving me shivers.
I think the captain can bury someone at sea, but I don't know if they're legally allowed to do that because they might have to have an autopsy to... I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Wait, I'm dead.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So Captain Glenn could technically
throw a body overboard.
Throw a dead body overboard. And that's maritime law.
I think so. Now, don't quote me on this.
Wow, the laws of the sea.
That's insane. That's and also, is this a real thing? Do you think, obviously you can't speak on behalf of Glenn, but you know, captains go down with their ships.
if like Dido.
Would he go down with that yacht?
I don't think Glenn.
Parisius, Parisilus.
Parisival.
Parisius.
Rex's best friend.
Parisius.
Parisius.
Prometheus. Right. Would he sink? Would he go down like Dido?
I don't think he would. I don't think Glenn cares enough about that boat, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
I think he'd be with us. Being like,
got
good
flares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'd have a Titanic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Have you ever been in a really scary situation like that where you thought we're all gonna die?
Ship's going down.
I've definitely been through like some pretty rough weather.
Yeah.
Rough weather where I've been like a little, not like scared, but a little, because I put so much faith into the engineers and the captains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's safe. And I'm like, sometimes I've had a few moments where I've been like, ooh, I've just trusted these people. Like, and they've just said it's safe and it's been pretty scary. But nowhere where I thought I was actually going to die or we were going to sink, but just a bit like, I'm kind of ready for this to be over.
Crazy out there.
Like, the sea is unruly.
Yeah.
It's
no, we've been through definitely
cruel mistress.
Big rut.
Yeah. What always like really stresses me out about the sea, right? There's nothing you can do. Like, you can't talk to it and be like, you need to calm down.
It's like, does that work for you normally?
No, but like, you know when you get situations.
What can you talk
to? Think if I got kidnapped.
To tell it to come on like a person.
Think if I got kidnapped, I'd be like, listen, I won't tell anyone. I can have a conversation.
You, sit down. We need to talk.
And try and bribe them or just pretend that I'll be on their side.
Yeah, you can't do that with the weather.
With the weather, you can't. Yeah. It always stresses me out.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you do things though, like learning and safety. And like,
and like learning. Yeah.
And to be honest, the weather thing is probably safer because that you have like tools and tactics. A crazy person you don't.
Yeah, no, I'd rather be, I'd rather be in a storm at sea than kidnapped.
Like, yeah.
Put that on record.
Because if you have the tools to navigate it.
Yeah.
Then you can be like, oh, this is how we get ourselves out of that situation. But nobody gave you any tools to navigate out of a kidnapping.
If someone kidnapped me after 5 minutes, they'd be like, absolutely not. I'm dropping you back off.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't stand you.
You're like, doing my head in.
She's got a mouth on her, hasn't she?
Okay. Oh. Sorry, went a bit rogue.
Finally, no. So we need to get the disaster questions out of the way. Right. Boat sex. How does it work?
Cabins with like, people.
That little bed is smaller than a single, right?
Like, oh, no, the bed's grand.
Is it?
A bed, the bed. You have, like, what are you doing in, like, your bed at home? Like,
but it looks flung small. About. It looks like a single.
Yeah, but you manage.
You manage.
No, I mean, it is a single. It's probably the size of, like, the chair.
What sex positions are, like, out of the question? Like, could you do that?
I mean, you can, you can just do the one.
That's
you can just do the missionary
that's
and
what
then.
I wanted to find.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you're not going to be going. Can't like doing, that. But you can manage. Mm. Yeah, you're not going to be doing any doggy style. Or I mean,
oh yeah, I can do a bit of doggy
on the top bunk.
Real crouch doggy.
Well, you could do like the lying on top of the lion.
Yeah, like
kind
lie
of
down
thing.
Dog.
Yeah,
the dog lying down. You could do
the lazy man.
The lazy dog.
To the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could do to the side. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And yeah, you get loads of positions. Okay.
You're sharing cabins, so is there a rule that if someone's having sex and someone else sleeps in another cabin or?
I've never been in that position. So if I've had sex in a cabin with someone else, we've done it when the other person's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I like to be a bit private, funnily enough.
Has anyone ever walked in on a moment and you've been like, oh my God, there they are at it?
Not with me because to be honest, the only two people that I've had sex with on a... I've only ever had sex with two people on a boat.
Mm. Right.
Which one of them was Colin, which was once.
Mm. Yeah.
And nobody walked in. Then the second time was another person. And, well, he was a psycho about anyone ever finding out about us, even though everyone knew.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we made... Yeah, we were pretty careful if and when we had sex that nobody would walk in on us.
And that was only the one time?
No, no. That was over several years, yeah.
Several years?
One time. Wow. One time every... it was complicated.
Yeah, complicated.
We'll go one time every 2 months over several years.
Yeah. You're like, all right, let's have a quickie.
Yeah, it was...
a quiet quickie. Yeah. Right. How are you finding, obviously, to talk about your sex life and people know that about you, and obviously you've been in the public eye with this whole love triangle. How, we don't have to say anything about it. But
anything you want to clear up?
Anything you want to clear up about that?
Ooh.
Right. Oh, ooh. God.
People saying opinions about you,
yeah,
or about the situation. And it's sometimes really hard, isn't it? Because everyone has an opinion. But on social media and things like that, has anything upset you about it?
Yeah, I think that the whole thing, to be honest, was a bloody shit show.
It
was awful. It was a real mess up, but it was difficult because obviously the whole love triangle happened and then it aired and I wasn't kind of expecting the level of hate I was going to get. I think in my mind, because I was so justified because I knew what was happening closed doors. Yeah. So I was like, I really was watching it and I really didn't think much about it because at the time me and Colin would just started hooking up.
Yeah.
Gary and I had slept together the year before.
Yeah.
So I was getting just intense kind of hate and I actually don't really care about the hate, and especially after the reunion when I was like, people are calling me a slut.
Yeah.
I was like, I actually really don't care that I was called a slut. What I was frustrated at was that I felt like my side of the story wasn't being heard.
Yeah.
So that was really difficult.
The guys don't cop anything like that.
No, it was crazy. Oh my God, I was like,
Gary's shagging the fucking
pole. Yeah,
You're shagging the sailing bit.
Yeah. You know?
He's shagging everything.
Oh, right. I think it was. I was like, what the hell?
Every season I watch, I was like, oh, Gary's in the hot tub. You know,
oh, yeah.
He's
a real flirt.
Yeah, he just doesn't, he just doesn't really care.
On a boat.
Yeah,
On your gap year.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, I did it.
Why the hell not?
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't expect, for people to be so heavily invested and to, you know, be like, you know, saying like I was undeserving of Colin, which was really hard because I was going through
that's
a breakup. Oh yeah, that was, I think, the thing.
Just hooked up with him, like.
Yeah, that was the things that were like really hurtful. Because it was kind of in a roundabout way being like, you don't deserve a good person.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, hang on a second. Colin isn't perfect, first of all.
Yeah.
And
you're
secondly,
such a bloody cat.
I'm the one who walked away. He broke up with me, but basically because I'd been like this for months. And, you know, and I had my reasons. And yeah, I got some seriously intense messages and kind of saying, you know, you don't deserve him and he's perfect. I'm like, hang on a second. If he was perfect, I'd be with him. So let's just nip that one in the bud.
100%.
And then, you know, I got my say on the reunion and everyone kind of took a step back and they're like, oh, there's actually a lot more to this than we didn't realize. And I'm
right,
you know, like, not black and white. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't just flirt. And then loads of people were like, you can tell Daisy never had attention before.
Whoa.
So, I got,
go away.
I was like, I'm 36. Obviously I haven't had loads, but some. So this is why I was lapping up the guy's attention. I'm like, no, that is not what was happening.
People just get real nasty, don't they?
Yeah. So people took a step back after they kind of saw there was more to the story. But yeah, it was hard. And I'm glad I went through it because it's taught me to be very cautious. Obviously, your public life, you know, in the public frame. So I'm very hesitant now of that and scared.
Absolutely.
So obviously, you two have your own stories.
Oh my God, of course.
Really was funny watching it. I really felt really fine about the whole thing. I was like, oh, whatever. You know, me and Colin broke up. And then it was just...
the deluge.
Oh my God. Yeah. The negativity and the everyone having an opinion and dealing with something so personal and you know, someone I cared for a lot about and having so many opinions. Yeah, it's really made
me scared. Are you guys fine now, though?
No, we still don't talk. Okay. I love the DM or the comments that I get is like being like, I've been called a slut so many times, which is hysterical to me that I slept with two people. Little do you know how many people honestly, I really slept with.
No.
And then I'm like,
we know what a slut is.
By the way, Colin has slept with Lou. I'm like, just because you haven't seen on the show. And also he has slept with more people since we started filming because he had more serious girlfriends than I physically had sex with people.
Wow. Yeah, but that's why there's no word for slut as a man.
Well, no. And
and there's a reason for that because they just don't get
called. Yeah.
But like I'm literally trying to think of what you would call
a man a
womanizer, but that's a flattering term.
Yeah.
We don't have the same terms for men because we don't use them.
But it was shaming on men as though.
Since we started filming, which was a long time, so I also don't think he's a womanizer in any sense. Maybe a serial monogamous.
Yeah, maybe.
But he had, including me, four serious girlfriends.
Yeah.
I know that he's also slept with other people in between, which is fair. Like he breaks up with someone, goes out and has sex with someone. And during those 4 years, I had slept with three people and people were calling me a slut. And I'm like, how? Crazy. This is wild. Just because it's on TV and you know about two sexual partners that I've had. And Colin has actually had more serious. I was like, this baffling. Is. And neither of us did, baffling. You know, anything
the hate
wrong.
Is going to hate. And
well,
it's
exactly.
And no matter how, like, and this is what's the frustrating thing is no matter how you feel that you're protecting that person, being respectful, someone's always going to
have an opinion,
no matter what.
Yeah, well, that was it. I think it was really sad because I was taking the hate on so badly and we just trying to keep it respectful out of him. But on the reunion, I was like, no, I have to say my piece. And I wanted to keep it in because I was like, I don't want to air our dirty laundry. But at this stage, I was like, fuck this. No, I am absolutely not. Yeah.
Do you ever get back to these trolls? Have you ever lost it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh,
after a few peanut butter like,
no, for me, it's in the morning. When
wake up and like to have a little like,
that's it. Because when I've had a few peanut coladas, I'm so happy and I'm like, living my best life. Yeah. I'm like, F these trolls.
Yeah.
No, it's in the morning and, you know, I'm on my own and I'm not, you know, feeling great. And I have to face the day and someone's called me a slag and I'm like, listen here, you're
you, Timo, I'm a list of everyone I've slept with.
72592.
Yeah.
Let me tell you and the photo of you and your kids.
Oh, I've literally gone back and been like gone onto people's profiles 100%. And I'm like, listen here, Catwoman, and your four followers. I am not taking this shit.
100%.
And I've done the whole like, well, Colin has slept with people as well. What are you going to say to that bitch?
Need facts. Sometimes I, in my time, have responded and then you do find they just respond back being like, oh my God, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean that.
This is wild. Yeah, they DM back or mainly the DMs are like, oh, I didn't think you were going to read this. I'm really sorry or whatever. And I think it's because they're equally as frustrated at what they're and they need a release. Like, oh, I need to release.
I mean,
that.
The only reason why they're writing all this shit on people's stuff is because they're like, no happy people. Is
People get very invested. Like, very I watch invested. TV shows sometimes, reality TV, and I'd like end up standing up and I get really involved and invested, and people like just do it without even thinking.
I think that whole like, you forget that there's a real person on the other side. Yeah. I really think that's majority of them. I think some are actually there intentionally to hurt you.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, because the ones that write back and are like, oh, I'm so sorry, didn't mean think you'd read this, like, you're great. And I'm like, well, I'm confused. I thought we were in a troll war.
We hated each other. I want to go to war.
And then I'll be like, oh, it's okay. Have a nice day.
Okay, just the best. Your baby's cute. Bye.
Sorry I called you crazy cat lady.
I know. Would you go on any other TV shows, like anything like I'm a Celeb or anything?
Yeah.
You've got a taste for it now.
Yeah, I'd be super open to it, I think. What I've learned from Below Deck is, you know, to take chances, say yes. It's opened up like so many opportunities for me doing fun things like this.
Yeah.
never thought you'd be here, did you?
I know. Like,
no, it is. It's been a really good opportunity for me. And yeah, I really enjoyed the experience. And now I'm on this like yes train and say yes to everything.
Good for you. And can I just say, watching it, and because I'd seen other seasons as well, like you're such a good, I know you're being yourself, but you're such a good character.
Yeah. You're so likable.
Strong woman, in control. Mm. Well, but also, you're just interesting and funny. And that's why you get so much airtime.
My whole life, honestly, I'm not kidding. My whole life, people have always, like Chantal will tell you, everyone has said that I should back Big Brother days.
Yeah.
People have always said, and that's why my friends reached out and they were like, you should do Below Deck.
You've got that personality.
I have no filter.
Yeah.
So I don't, I'm never, like, even I'll say things to people and they'll be like, oh, I couldn't do that. I'd worry about this or that. I'm like, really? Because I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, like, who the fuck cares?
They're like, it takes a real personality. But because I'm the only person I've ever known, I'm like, oh, would do this?
Oh, no, you hit all the criteria, babe. You're so good.
No, it's been fun.
I'm just so addicted now.
Yeah.
We've got a little fire round of questions.
Yeah, we do.
Do you remember them?
Yes. Right. Sorry, I forgot. I was like, where are they?
Shall I start?
Go, babe. Little fire round of sailing related questions.
So, these are coming from the top of my head. If you got stranded on a desert island, what would be the one thing that you'd be able to get you through for, like, I say, 2 months? Sex, alcohol, or your favorite TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Depends who the sex is with.
Yeah.
Someone real good and real hot. And
if it was with Ryan Reynolds. Toxic ex, him. Yeah. Well, I mean, depends how good the sex. I don't know if I'm going to have good sex with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, so you'd want to take a trusty
ex. If it's that toxic ex where, you know, that toxic ex the only thing that keeps you together is the toxic sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah, you take him. You just take the D.
So we're taking a toxic ex to the island.
I would miss alcohol.
Alcohol would be a really tough one. Like I was trying to do 5 days this week and I had a glass of champagne yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
We had a glass of wine this morning.
Actually walking down the street.
Alcohol would be, I'd really struggle. But
so
that's
the toxic ex or alcohol.
Yeah, if I couldn't have the toxic ex, I'd have the alcohol.
Okay, yeah. Right. Good one, good.
Who would you throw overboard, Gary or Colin?
like, which one? Send them both.
Both gone.
Get it in the body bags. Captain Glenn.
I'm done with both of them.
Amazing.
If you had to go on any other Below Deck, because you've all the different, which one would you go on?
Oh, I'm going to go the original because I like the Caribbean.
Right.
That was such a good series.
Yeah. I like that.
Well, Daisy, we've loved having you.
So much.
I'm glad we can make this work finally with our schedule.
I know.
And we just like can't wait to binge you more.
Wait, I've got a question. Are you doing another series?
Who knows? I hope so, but we'll have to wait and find out. Yeah. Unless I magically find someone and get pregnant, but
yeah.
Oh my God. Chances of that are pretty slim. So
Well, we hope you do another one and we hope you don't get pregnant.
Okay, great.
Yay.
All right.
Love you, babe.
Thank you.
I said thank you for having us. I'm a silly cow.
Yay.
Wow.
Saucy.
We love dating.
Boat goss.
All the boat goss.
Maybe your section about like death on a ship.
Yeah, no, well, I've got a very dark brain. And
I can't believe they can throw bodies overboard like Captain Glenn's like, we've got to get rid of your aunt.
Imagine just like being like, hi, where's my mum?
Where's our Robin?
Thrown her at the bottom of the ocean. Won't be happy at all.
And the Below Deck gets really dark.
But we love her and we really hope that she's back for another season because I'm obsessed with that show.
That's all right. Well, thanks.
We need it for the winter months.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe to all of our things.
Clickers.
Key and D.
At Key and D Show. At Key and D. Key and D.
You'll find us.
Key and D. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't subscribe, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Insanity Group.